Hachette Audio presents Okay, Fine, Whatever. The year I went from being afraid of everything to only being afraid of most things. Written and read by me, Courtney Hameister, with special guests Andrew Harris, Sean McGrath, and Jason Rouse. Dedication. For Mom and Scott, without you, I could never have accomplished anything. What I'm saying is, this is all your fault. Introduction. Getting plucky. Imagine you are 8 years old. You're at a community pool in Akron, Ohio, with your entire extended family. Uncles, cousins, grandparents, and your older brother, whose opinion you hold in high regard because he can make realistic fart noises using his hand and armpit. You have made the egregious mistake of climbing to the top of the high dive. You are now standing at the edge of the diving board, looking down into the blue abyss miles below you. Okay, like 16 feet below you. It feels like you're about to jump out of a plane, or off a bridge, or into the ocean in Jaws after you've already seen that one unfortunate teenager get pulled under. The fear feels insurmountable, but so does the ire of the five kids in line, including four on the ladder and one standing behind you at the other end of the board, glaring, his sun-kissed arms akimbo. "Just go," he whines. His plea is one of dozens you've heard for the past 10 minutes while staring into what, to everyone else, is a calm pool of welcoming blue water. Finally, the tension becomes too much for your knocking knees, and you sit down at the end of the board, triggering frustrated sighs and expletives from every diver in line. "You can do it, sweetie," your mother yells, her hand poised in a blocking the sun salute. "It'll be over in a second. Just jump." But you know something she doesn't. It's too late. You already know you can't do it, and now instead of working up the courage to jump, you're working up the courage to walk the gauntlet of searing side eyes you'll endure on the climb of shame down to the scorching pavement. This is where you learned it. You are not the leaping type. This story is both a true account of the first time I disappointed the crap out of my older brother in public and an encapsulation of how I lived my life up until a couple years ago. I was a toe dipper, a cringer, a wait and seer. People wouldn't necessarily have known this because through a heroic feat of white knuckling, I managed to pass myself off as a regular, sometimes relaxed, initiative-taking adult, and a high-functioning one at that. I had a
sample complete. Ready to continue?